This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Oh, guess what? I'm talking about the dog again, but this time I think you'll find it funny. Yesterday I left my handbag on the kitchen island thing that we have, and he's just getting so tall. There's, if you want to leave anything in the kitchen now, it has to be stacked on the microwave because he just seems to get everything. Anyway, the only time he's really on his own when we're around.
How do you punish him when he does shit like that?
Just little cutie pie, you silly boy.
So you just let him away with literal murder?
I just be like, Seamus, get down.
My God.
And he knows, like, when you go down, he's like, oh shit, sorry.
Works.
Yeah.
And I hate myself every time I say
Every time I do it. I don't know where the came from, but it really works. If he's just about to bite your hand, you go, and he goes,
it's a dog thing.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's funny. But the only time he'd really be like left on his own is when we're having dinner, because he's such a pain in the ass when you're trying to have dinner on the couch. He's like all over you. So we left him in the kitchen. Anyway, handbag was there. As I went to bring the plates out to the kitchen, he was out in the garden. I went, what is in his mouth? Before you go any further, everything that was in my bag is clean and unused. He had in his mouth a tampon applicator.
No way.
And
scattered around the garden was bitten up and like cotton. It looked like cotton wool just spread around the garden. It was three tampons.
Oh God.
That he had ripped to bits and spread around the garden.
Ew, what do you tampons for? Do you get your period?
Ew.
She's one of them women.
Yuck. That's all, folks.
Gross. Thank you.
Spins Fully Charged is on. Waking you up
with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
103.8 Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spins.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Let's do this again, shall we, for a Wednesday?
I really don't vibe with this week already.
Oh.
It's only Wednesday.
I know.
No offence to the week, but it's only Wednesday.
Honestly, I don't care what day it is, but that's sun out. It's every day's a holiday.
Your vibes are so opposite at the moment.
Very
it's
good
intense.
Point.
Every day is just a bit of crack.
It's so true. I made a bit of a skincare error last night, shall we say.
I was wondering what was going on.
Yeah. So do you know the way...
There's nothing wrong with her.
Do you know the way people have been kind of like taping their faces with like silicone scar tape? It's meant to like get rid of your wrinkles and like make you look snatched, and you sleep with it and you look
make
insane.
You look what?
Snatched.
Okay.
Snatched, queen. So you look insane, but it's meant to be good. And I did it on my forehead last night, but instead of smoothing out wrinkles, it's actually put a vertical wrinkle
into the
top of my head.
I can actually
You know
do
when
that.
You like have a nap and the pillow is like
imprinted?
It's done that, and I don't think this is going to go away all day now.
It's weird. It's like you have two foreheads.
It looks like it's like
split in the middle.
I have to say, I didn't notice it until right now. It looks like you have the most severe frown line I've ever seen.
But it's not where a frown line should be. It's at like the very top of your head.
As in the
corner.
Frown line starts here and just goes up to literally your scalp.
Yes, of course. Any questions, please?
You put silicone tape on your face.
Yeah. So it's meant to be...
You don't?
Girl, come on.
Girl, just get Botox. It's so much easier.
I do that as well, but I need another appointment. I watched back actually the video that went up of us on Instagram yesterday, and I was like, oh, the girl needs another appointment. So I was like, tape in the meantime.
Do you know what it was? The video that went up of us is the one that made me go, girl needs another appointment. That appointment has been got since.
Isn't it so funny? Like that one video went up and I went, God, I look great.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
It's Lola Young and Messi on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Morning.
Things have been all right with Fiona so far.
Feeling grand.
Feeling
all right, well done.
Wow, thank you guys.
Two and a half weeks in, but we've met kind of our first major stumbling block, I think, yesterday, particularly from Dave's point of view. There's an issue and he can't seem to let it go.
Yeah, it's the smell, Fiona. Just please shower.
Yeah, I did. In fairness, the hair yesterday, and it's so thick, it does attract a lot of smell.
No, it's a different kind of smell, I think. Basically, what we're talking about is it's kind of an initiation on the show, which we only had to do a year ago, even though we're on the show about 3 years. Mm-hmm. But yesterday we brought up kind of the topic of eating smelly foods in the studio.
Yes.
You've brought in some very interesting breakfasts since you've started on the show.
Yeah, they're one of the egg muffins or something.
It was an egg muffin, but in my defense, I only really quickly open the lunchbox, take a really quick bite, and then I close it and seal it again.
This
smell's not in the air.
Very early on yesterday's show.
I know it's only my third week, but I've done this again. I've brought eggs into the studio. Like, every time I open my lunchbox, I'm like, they stink. They, like, have all the elements of not, like, good smelling stuff, but they're so delicious. So they're like these little egg muffins and they have broccoli. We can never underestimate how bad cold, previously cooked broccoli smells.
Interesting that you mentioned that, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, very interesting because you talk about your egg muffins and how much they stink, and then you mention broccoli, which we know for a fact on this show absolutely stinks. The reason we know is because we had to do something awful a couple of months back.
So this was last year, and essentially an article was doing the roundup about this guy who basically drinks his own veg water.
It was such a bad story.
He was influenced by someone who's in their 70s who looks 30, and apparently her secret to looking so young and youthful was to basically, after she's used the water for any of her veg, particularly her broccoli, she lets it cool down the next morning, she has a good glug, right? Producer Callum, the cruel, cruel man he is, brought in the day before his broccoli water to myself and Dave at the time. And Dave and I had never come as close to genuinely vomiting on the show.
It was one of the worst days of my life.
Because I was kind of quietly confident about it, thinking broccoli water, broccoli's grand. It's kind of, with all due respect to broccoli, it's kind of tasteless. How bad can it be?
Yeah.
So you'd be glad to know the producer Callum's done the same again.
Callum, you're very good.
Don't worry.
Oh,
because we had to do it, we have decided, well, you know what, just to bond us together forever, why don't we also get Fiona to do the broccoli taste test?
Just to kind of start things off, we're going to show you the colour of the water.
The fact that this is in the room is making me sick already.
Yeah. So this is the colour of the water. Could you please describe to those listening, because we're not in a visual video, the colour of the water that you're seeing, Fiona, and all the little particles that you can see within.
It's a very, very pale green, almost as if someone had a very weak My Wadi, but it was
the lime flavor.
Broccoli flavor.
You really filled that water bottle.
Yeah. And within, it's kind of interesting to look at, actually. I'm actually taking such happiness in this because I don't have to do it today. It's all the particles of the little kind of...
Ah, that's lovely.
It's
now.
All the little bits of broccoli. Right. Do you know what I mean?
So, I'm so close to getting sick again. It's like real PTSD.
You'd mentioned on the show a while ago that you were keen to get a Botox appointment in. If you're like this, you don't need to.
I would rather pay the €300, please.
Holding my breath.
Ah, for God's sake.
The fact I have to actually...
You pass it over and have a whiff just to remind yourself of the horror.
Come I'm on. Not whiffing it.
No, I just got a little secondhand whiff there.
Thank you.
Enjoy, just to have a little whiff first.
All right.
I don't think this is going to make you guys like me. My bowel functions after this are not going to be bringing a
you
good...
You don't have to drink the whole thing. Just have a little sip.
All right, have a little sniff first there, Fiona. This is broccoli water from De Callum's dinner last night.
Yeah, that does smell what my lunchbox smells like. Okay, so...
Yeah, go on, bottoms up.
Poor Fiona.
Slaunch it.
Slaunch it, I'm scared.
Little sip. Oh, God. No, I know. Yeah.
Wait. I actually don't think that's that bad.
I hate her.
She is strong as an ox.
I hate her.
Are you serious?
That's okay. That's not the word. I think it tastes exactly how I thought it was going to taste.
I'm actually afraid to smell just in case I smell it.
Well, you have one whiff.
It's kind of salty. Did you season your broth?
No. Oh, I can smell it from here.
Go on, have a little whiff there. Oh, she's going for
I'd hype myself up for that to be so
much
worse.
Go on, have a good sniff there, Dave. Go on,
I'm not getting a good sniff.
Please. Go on, have
a Dave, come on.
Good sniff.
Are you part of this team or not?
It's so bad. Why is this in the studio again?
Carrot water. We have to get her with something.
Don't you dare.
Here's Tate McRae.
Take this off me.
Hello.
Morning.
How are we?
So you've given me a bit of grief on the show over the last little while about how I'm trying to... I kind of maybe do this holiday that's coming up at the end of next week on as much of a budget as possible.
My God, I've had takeaway orders more expensive than this holiday.
Oh my God. I was asking you on the show just last week about Monday, wasn't it, on the show? I was saying that I got a really good bargain on Airbnb for a week, but the problem was, and looking back on it, there's no aircon.
Yeah.
And I was like, what should I do here in this situation? But it's such a bargain, I can't part with this. I don't know, maybe I'm just getting a bit cheaper in my older ways. But also, it's 2 weeks of paying for accommodation every night. For the first time, I will be staying in a hostel.
Oh. You see, I thought, like, as you get a little bit older, and you're not older under any circumstances, but as you get a little bit older, you start to become actually more bougier because you kind of leave behind the college days. Now, to be fair, you know what I mean? Like, I was never really like that. Like, in college, I was always like, I liked a little bit of, like, I needed a bed, and the lads were like, whoa, look at your man. Who does he think he is wanting a bed?
The ground.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I thought, like, as you get a little bit older, you get a little bit more like, oh, you know, I'll just spend the money for the comfort. Yeah. You are going the opposite way.
I know, but I think when you actually sit down and work it all out, I'm like, this is bloody pricey. I haven't been away. I know. I did go to Thailand, you might remember, last February with my mom for like 10 days. But it's the first time I've really done a two-week holiday in years.
A two-week holiday is a huge
Do you know what I mean? Normally, yeah. I'm so used these days to doing like now Thursday to Sunday or that kind of a thing.
And when you go for 10 days, you have to do that live going, 10 days is enough.
You know, that's loads. That's plenty.
I just happen to get back. Yeah. You know?
I actually miss the routine.
I do. You miss the routine.
This is actually 13 days. Anyway, right? So it's not just the holiday that I'm being tight on. I haven't been out now nearly a week, lads.
Oh,
I
look
sat
at you.
In all weekend. Didn't get a takeaway. Nothing.
But did we or did we not go to Zara yesterday? And did you or did you not pick up a few bits?
Was there any need for that now, Fiona?
I'm just want to contextualise everything.
Well, actually, even more so than on the back of our little trip to Zara yesterday, Fiona and I, just for a gawk, ended up in the dressing rooms and walked out with two items. Anyway.
How could you?
I've been inspired by this lady on TikTok, and her name on TikTok is Diary of a Cheapskate, and she is a self-confessed cheapskate.
Oh, is she one of those people on TLC, the Cheapskate TV show? Do you remember where they have the insane couponers or something like that?
Yeah. Now, the one thing that annoys me about her is she seems to work full-time, so does her fella, and they seem to like have a few quid, but she does pick up like food stamps and like stuff that people who are way more vulnerable could be using. That annoys me about
that's
her.
That's how the rich stay rich, Emma.
I just think that's ridiculous. I was like, girl, you shouldn't be doing that. That's not fair. But apart from that, there's a few takeaways I could adopt in the next 7 days ahead of heading away. You know, each morning around 9, I head up, get a bit of Weetabix.
Mm-hmm. You
drown
do.
It in milk. Started yesterday throwing it in the microwave for 30 seconds.
Oh,
not today, guys.
I eat this for breakfast pretty much every morning, but I am trying to use less of the milk just to save a bit more money. I've been slowly watering it down a little bit more and I can't really taste the difference. I like it mushy anyway, so it doesn't bother me.
Her Weetabix went from milky to watery very quickly, and apparently she can't taste the difference. You can imagine the onslaught like of for abuse love, and messing in the comments.
Not for love nor money could you get that information out of me. Like, why is she admitting to this stuff?
She's proud. She's proud as punch to spend as little as possible. It's wild. Now, this one, it'd be tough for me because, you know, I do love a good clean, and especially the bathroom gets bleached within an inch of its life. Not in this lady's house.
I gave the bathroom sink a wipe down. I'm not using any cleaner for this. I literally just use water and a cloth.
No, that's where I'd have to draw the line.
I'm sorry.
Why is that where you draw the line? What the hell is wrong with that?
A wipe down with a bit of water and a cloth. It's the bathroom. It's the dirtiest room in the house.
Yeah, but like, if you can't see the stains, then it's gone. It's finished.
No. That's not how it works.
There's some how it works in my house.
No, sorry, please. I have to. No. And I've seen her eating the wilted bag of salad that is like 14 days old. And she pops up for me a lot, and people in the comments are like, you could actually die eating that salad. Like, you're really putting your life at risk. But the bathroom sink, sorry. Yeah. Get a bit of anti-bac. You're in the UK. You get it for about 60p.
Yeah, true.
Girl, please.
If that's disgusting, yeah.
Okay.
Listen to this. This is what she uses to clean the sink with just water.
The cloths I've had for 15 years, they used to be white, but now they're a bit of a dodgy grey colour.
No.
Oh my God. No. What's that word? Mildew or something?
Ah, stop. Yeah. Mold. I'm all for sustainability.
That's the
but
thing.
We have to draw the line somewhere.
Took the words out of my mouth.
Please.
There's a line with this woman where I'm all for being like, she's very sustainable.
Oh, she's an environmentalist queen.
But she's probably like making herself quite ill using the same bloody bathroom cloth.
Sorry,
years.
I think she's doing it for the comments.
Anyway.
I don't think someone lives like that.
Guys,
please.
Listen, for the next 7 days, I won't be using any cleaner in my bathroom. So if I survive, I will.
She'll save a fortune.
Absolutely. Now, as of this moment, I'll be whipping out all of my charging devices into the studio and will be saving on my own electricity bill, like she does when she has an appointment, if she goes to the doctor, if she's anywhere in a waiting room, she gets those babies charged.
I had an appointment to go to this afternoon. I didn't know if there was going to be much of a wait or not, but yeah, turns out I was in the waiting room for quite some time. I brought my phone charger with me, so I just popped my phone on charge while I'm waiting.
Oh my God, she probably unplugged someone.
She probably unplugged someone's life before it. She's like, sorry, it's mine.
And finally, for now, tomorrow morning I will not be doing this, but if I was to, it would take me an hour and 25 minutes to leave the car at home and save the whatever, maybe €1.50 petrol it would cost me to get to work, because this lady just walks everywhere.
I save money on petrol by walking everywhere I possibly can.
You should just start like making sure your route to work is downhill and just going neutral.
Yeah.
That's a great shout out.
That's what I used to do when I was a teenager. Do you remember the times when you'd put like what was whatever?
A tenner.
Yeah.
Not even a tenner. It'd be like €7.25 you're going to like exactly the 25 cent whatever you had on you, and then you'd be driving down the hills home being like, ah, just let it roll.
Yeah, just let it roll.
Oh, baby.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Much better, much better. Top tier. We're getting it now. We're getting welcome on into Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. A fantastic game. Who do we have on to play?
It is James there this morning. Hello.
How things? You well?
Good, good. How is the tan lines coming along? Have you been out in the sun the last few days?
Oh, scalded. Absolutely scalded.
Oh, who's laughing in the background there? You must be in bits.
Oh, that's one of the lads. We're in the van on the way to work there.
Oh, very good. What do you do?
Electricians.
Very good. And what's the fella's name in the background?
Jake.
James and Jake.
That's so handy. Jake has a lovely tan and you're in bits. Is that the way it is, James?
That's it, yeah.
After James, sun.
James and Jake should be on the side of the van with the double J's. Yeah. Very endearing. I would, if I needed an electrician, that
who's
would
that?
Be
oh, that's
sold.
JJ.
That's JJ's.
Yeah, JJ's. James and Jake. So listen, James and Jake, you have a busy day ahead of you. Let's see if we can win you some IMC Cinema passes. Now, James, if you win these passes, will you take Jake with you?
No chance.
No. All right, well, that's totally your decision. Welcome on in, James, to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something like, name a Harry Potter character. You're going to hear three beeps. Make sure and answer on the third beep, James. If you say Ron and I've Ron written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Everyone you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Are you ready to play, James?
Yeah.
Here we go. Round number one. James, name any famous woman.
Sabrina Carpenter.
So you're going to hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep. Don't worry about it. Sabrina Carpenter is a great answer. I have written down Britney Spears.
Very good. So that is one cinema pass in the bag for James and or Jake, whoever wishes to be part of this journey. Okay, would you like to keep playing or cash out?
Oh, yeah, we keep playing.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, James, name any letter on the keyboard.
Z.
See, I wanted to say keyboard because I thought it would freak them out as opposed to alphabet.
It rightly freaked us out.
Yeah, it did. You said Z and I have written down G.
Wow!
Oh. Very good, James. Very good.
An excellent game, James. Two cinema passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
We keep playing.
Come on, the boys!
Here we go, James. Round three. These are where we start separating the men from the boys. The questions start getting a little bit harder. Name any room in the house.
Converted attic.
Oh, James didn't come to play.
Imagine I'd written down unconverted attic. I have written down, do you know what, I'm going to give it to you because why not? I've written down living room.
Yay!
I knew someone was going to say attic.
Converted attics are all the rage.
Did you know they'd say converted though?
No, it's so weird.
It's the detail we love. James, three cinema passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
An extended kitchen.
We keep playing.
The extension.
A walk-in wardrobe. Alright, do you want to keep playing, James?
Yeah, we keep playing.
Right, here we go. Round four for four IMC Cinema Passes. Name a boy's name beginning with B.
Bob.
No. Jake Jake's doesn't raging. Like your decision.
No, Jake's not happy there.
James and Jake, I asked you to name a boy's name beginning with B, and I said Barry.
Yeah! I would have said Bert.
Very good.
I was kind of thinking Benson because he's having a bit of a moment. Like,
Benson,
but anyway,
we love final round, lad.
One more?
Yeah, one more. We got one more.
We go for the full whack, James. Here we go. For five IMC Cinema Passes, I'm really hoping you'll know this. Name any X Factor judge.
Cheryl Cole.
For five IMC Cinema Passes,
I love
James.
Cheryl Cole, lads. Fancies are so hard.
I have written down Sharon Osbourne. Yo, James, congratulations. 5 IMC Cinema passes are on the way to you and potentially Jake.
Nice one, guys.
Good stuff. Now Jake's not going.
He was
hasn't walked hard enough.
Oh, fair enough.
James, that was great crack. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day, lads. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Good
bye,
luck,
guys.
Lads. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
I think poor Jake is the apprentice.
I think I was getting that vibe. Ah, they have a bit of crack. Ah, bit of hazing.
Ah, yeah.
Sometimes I get jealous that I'm not in one of those jobs. Do you know when you're just hanging out with people all day? Like the laughs that people all have right, on site.
Listen, no one's keeping here. Like, off you go. Like,
we could get a van together and rock up to work. You can go in the middle.
We can
have that culture.
I
you know?
Really enjoy that.
Yeah. Let's do it.
My dad has a van. I love sitting up front.
Amazing.
We'll get that. We'll sort that.
No bother.
Funny, fully charged van. Mm. So that's a full, that's winner after winner, three in a row.
But you're good luck. You're really good luck, Fiona.
Ever since Fiona came in, you haven't experienced that heartache yet where it's like, you lose, you get nothing.
You get nothing. You lose.
Good day, sir.
You stole fizzy lifting
Christmas. Khaki Kids and Date Night on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. If you would like to see him, probably in a setting that you'll never see him in again in terms of a small venue, he is playing the Cobblestone.
Stop.
Temple Bar on the 22nd
no
of this month.
No way.
Yep. That was announced like back in April. Obviously, I'm sure things have changed quite quickly for him. I see he's like collaborating with Lifestyle Sports all of a sudden now as well. Like things are starting to take off for him. So, yeah. I don't think you'll see him in a venue like that again if you want to have a look for tickets. The Cobblestone on the 22nd of this month. I won't be around, but I'd love to go to that.
It's always weird when a sports brand teams up with a singer. I'm like, what are you doing?
But then they get to take pictures in nice little shorts.
Fair enough.
I suppose that's why, yeah.
Fair play.
Any questions?
I would do it if I could.
Ah, Dave, I'll have a word with JJ.
Yeah. Oh, please. Please.
How cool would that be?
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
The problem is for a lot of these photo shoots, you have to do a lot of running and lifting things for the thing. How would you?
No bother. What are you talking about?
Not about it.
What are you talking
about? Just 5Ks.
Look at me, sure I'm ripped.
Coming up on 8, Emily, what is the story?
Morning, starting off in the M50. There's
1038. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy middle of the week. Happy hump day. This is great. Do you know what? I'm starting to feel like really bad for people who are still single because it is tough out there. It is really, really tough. A memory just came up on my phone, right, of when I went on this date with this girl like 2 years ago, right? And I remember after the date, I was like, I don't think that went well. It was all going swimmingly until I told her that sometimes I wear full tracksuits to work. And then it just went really, really downhill from there. She was like, what do you mean? And I was like, just like I work in radio, so no one can see you. So sometimes I just wear a full tracksuit. Yeah. She was like, so like the matching pants and matching hoodie/jacket. And I was like, yeah. And that I gave her the ick instantly.
No way.
Do you know what? It's also when you witness yourself
you see it
giving
happen live.
The ick.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's kind of one of those things where you're like, I actually don't even think that was that bad. Maybe I have to have a real look at myself.
No, but it's funny, isn't it? When you actually just witness it yourself, it's very humbling.
Yeah. Yes. So I remember she texted and she was like, hey, we should just be friends or whatever. And I was like, I just responded, it was the tracksuit, wasn't it? She was like, haha, no.
No.
Definitely
so
was the tracksuit.
Was she a real, like, go-getter? Was she a real, like, ambitious, you know, career woman?
Yeah, I think she was. She drove a very, very nice car. Big job up in Dublin, you know.
It was Tate McCrae, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Tate McCrae.
She's got a sports car.
Honestly, it was one of those cars where I remember, like, dropping her to her car and I'd just been like, is this rented? No, I own this car. What do you do?
Fiona, you've been with your fella ages. Yep. But did you ever do the apps?
Yes. Yeah. I did. I only went on one Tinder date.
Ever?
And it was good.
Sacred
was it with Dwayne?
I know. Vintage. No. Me and Dwayne met in real life.
Oh my God. Unheard of.
I know. It's pretty crazy. Serial killers. but yeah, one Tinder date. No, it went well. It went as dates should. And I think we went out a few more times. This was actually it. We went to see, have you guys seen that movie, The Lobster?
No.
No. It's like kind of weird, a bit like sci-fi-ish. And we came out of that. This was on our third date maybe. And he goes, that was hilarious. And I was like, oh, I can't see you again.
There was nothing funny about it.
No, it was not. It was like a very dark,
you know how
sinister film.
I love the way she described it as, you know, it went as most dates should go.
Do I need we to went spell to the it lobster. Out for you people? That was the third date.
You had your fun.
Yeah.
It's there. Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Abrams, that's so true on Spin. This is Fully Charged with McDonald's. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on? Right, this morning on the show, 087-711-103, I want you to send us a voice note. What are those jobs around the house that you absolutely refuse point blank to do? Reason being that yesterday, basically my fridge is like starting to like overflow with like water inside. It's really annoying. It's so annoying. It's so gross.
Where's that coming from?
It's like, coming from, it's basically meant to like condensate.
Okay.
It's not like a leaky bottle. It's something that's a problem with the fridge.
Yeah, it's a problem with the fridge. Okay. So anyway, I was just like, right, maybe there's like something behind it that'll, you know, I'll be able to take the water out or whatever. So I moved the fridge away from the wall and a spider ran up the wall. And I just put the fridge back ever so gently and went, that's not for me. And I was just like, that's just a job that I point blank refuse to do. I will not deal with spiders in the house under any circumstances.
Really?
Yeah. And me and Pippa obviously have been together not too long, but you talk about, you know, oh, we move in together, you know, down the line or whatever. Yeah. And it comes up what jobs we'd each do. And I'm like, well, I don't do spiders, but she doesn't do spiders at all whatsoever. So
you're just going to be infested with spiders.
We're going to be infested with spiders because I refuse to. But it's sort of things like, she'd be like, oh, will you take that bin out? And I'd just be like, no, I can't, sorry. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, no, I don't do black bins. Like, I can't.
What do you mean you don't do black bins?
Ask my parents. It's the one job that we would have a massive argument about every single week. He'd be like, Dave, will you bring that bin out? No, I don't do black bins. I will do the green bin, no problem. Do not do black bins. They
smell.
Yeah, I just can't.
Really?
I can't even lift up that black bin thing. I can't do, like, when I go to throw something in the bin, like normally in the kitchen, I have to look away and press the step, throw it in, and hopefully it actually goes in the bin. Do you know what I mean? I can't even look in the bin.
I can't believe you point blank are saying that you don't do black bins.
I do not do black bins.
So are you saying that if and when you guys move in together, Pip is on the bins
and the spiders.
Ooh. That's unacceptable.
I will do everything else except for, and there's one more thing I just don't do, and that's mopping, right?
Dave, the list is getting a bit long.
No, those are the three. It's black bins, it's spiders, and it's mopping.
What's the issue with the mopping?
I just don't know how to do it, and I'm like, I'm going to do it wrong.
What? Not when they say, I'm going to do it wrong. You do it better. It's actually just better when
everyone
you do it.
Everyone does it much better.
No.
I don't know how to do that.
I really don't. I'd be really bad at it.
Get one of those spray mops. Do you know the one? And you spray and you mop.
No, see, Fiona, honestly, I'd get it wrong. I'd get it wrong. I'd do the walls or something.
He's Fiona. Fiona's given Dave daggers here, by the way, staring him down.
When you started talking about the bins, my phone lit up. I know Dwayne is texting me being like, some people don't like that job, because that is strictly his job all the time. I know like what he's going to have said.
It's the worst thing.
But the mopping, come on.
I really don't know how to do it. And I know I'll do it wrong each time. You can teach me how to do it.
Sorry. So satisfying.
I will clean your car before I mop the kitchen.
My car is clean because I do that job myself.
So those are the jobs I just kind of point blank refuse to do. I don't do spiders, I don't do bins, and I don't do mopping.
There's got
to
be certain, there's got to be certain things that you're like, like you said there, I'll clean your car.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be, you know, the blue jobs or the pink jobs or anything like that. Don't mind that.
Yeah. But it's more so just, I know what you're saying. It's like, I'm not lazy.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that are just a strong no from me.
Yeah,
kind of
absolutely.
A thing. Okay.
So yeah, voice notes are really welcome to this. What are the jobs that you just point blank refuse to do? And I know, by the way, you listening, you have one. You just go, no, I'm going to put that off for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and not do it. 087-711-103. I just can't deal with it. Can't be at it. Life's too short to be
Pippa's
mopping.
They're questioning her decisions in life.
Yeah.
Do I want to be the Blackburn girl forever? Chapel Row now. This is Giver. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello.
Good morning. All right, I'm getting a lot of slack for this. Or actually no slack at all. Whatever the sentence
flack.
Is.
Stick.
A bit of flack.
Flack is the word. Thank you. Basically, I was saying that I saw a spider yesterday behind the fridge, so I just put the fridge back because that's not my job. I will not be dealing with that. I don't do the black bin either, and I don't mop the floor. The only reason I don't mop the floor is because I'm just kind. I do it wrong. No. I really would. I'd mess it up. I promise you. So we were asking you this morning, what are those jobs you know, around the house that you just point blank refuse to do?
Brida was on WhatsApp.
David Hammond, you are such a brat.
That was terrifying.
What do you mean you don't do the bin? You know, if you've done the bins properly and rinsed out all the stuff that has the scummy bits of
juice,
food in it, and dried them and put them into a recycling bin, and put your food into the compost bin, your black bin wouldn't smell. And spiders are fine. Just get a little glass, slide a piece of paper underneath it, or slide like maybe like a beer mat or something like that, put it underneath it, and let the poor spider back out. And as for the mop, you were spoiled as a child. That's wrong with you. God love the girlfriend.
Brida,
if I saw a spider a mile away, I would freak out. If I have saw it on my screen, I would freak out. I can't just be like, I'll just put it in a glass.
Not to brag, but I was the one with the girls growing up at sleepovers and all. I was the spider getter.
Were you?
I love a daddy long legs. They tickle your hands.
Emily just to say,
I'd be fairly all right with housework, but the one thing, I obviously don't refuse to do it because it needs to be done, but I hate. I will wash the clothes. I won't iron the clothes now. I'll dry them. I'll fold them, putting them away.
Oh yeah,
into their assigned place.
As in, like, hanging them up.
Hanging them up, putting them in the little drawer that they're meant to be in, putting the knickers in their little drawer. I just hate it.
Oh, I don't mind that at all.
Oh, it's so funny. I'd rather genuinely have my head stuck in the toilet bowl scrubbing than putting clothes away.
That's just because it's boring or...
Oh, there's just not enough space.
Kills me.
You know, you have to get a little stool to reach up high to put the jeans in and oh, Christ.
Mm. Right, okay.
If I had it my way, I would just leave my clothes everywhere and then I know where they are.
I think that would be fine.
One at the end of the bed. The jeans are over there, but no, everything has to be put away.
So does Jack do it for you?
No, he does not. He just gives out.
You hate it, but you don't refuse to do it though.
But I leave it for a while. Oh, it's been a bit of a point of contention this week because he said, do you know the washing I folded for you there last Friday?
Oh, he remembered the day that he folded it.
Why did he fold it and not put it away?
Because I suppose it's up to me to put my own bits away, isn't it? Kind of lying around, and he's just kind of said, do you think you might get to that? Or? I was like, oh, you were in the bathroom yesterday, pal. You relax.
Oh, I don't like that. So every Saturday morning, I write out our list of jobs.
What?
Saturday, 10th of May, jobs. And Dwayne admits it, like, my list is always extensive. Clean the bathroom, hoover everywhere, mop, tidy the bedroom, and Dwayne will have like one job. It'll be like clean office, tidy poo, and he's like, get rid of poo. In the back garden, we have a dog. Dwayne doesn't leave his poo.
Clean up the poo. You need to, like, all the poo for the week. Dwayne, you need
that's where
to
you
sort
draw the line.
That poo that you left under the bed, honey. You got to clean it up now.
Saturday morning, 10:30.
Oh god.
But his list is short, but they're ones that I'm just not going to do. I don't mind. Like, I like getting into the groove and cleaning. But yeah, the dog poo out the back garden and the bin, like, my family make fun of me. I actually do not know how to do them. Like, if Dwayne's away, I'm like, guys, big news, I have to do the bins tonight. Like, I don't even know how to drag it out to the front of the house. I just pretend. Well, actually, we do have a big bag of compost, like, you know, planting compost that gets in between the bins and where they need to go. And I'm like, this is hard for me.
Mm.
So yeah, bins, no.
Okay.
Poo-poo, no.
Morgan was in touch, guys. I have kids and get them to do the chores that you don't want to do and they'll grow up without subjecting their parents to spiders and mopping. Bonus!
Or their partners, yeah, very good.
Their partners,
good.
Sorry, yeah.
Interesting. Yemi texts in, she said, I'm with you, Dave, on the mopping one. It's one thing I point blank hold my missus, I won't do as well.
Oh my. Hi, Yemi.
It's just, we'll get it wrong, Yemi. You know?
Sharon's there as well, standing by. Ed, is there any jobs that you hate doing, Sharon?
Oh yeah, there's quite a few actually, but the main one, we have dogs out the back.
Oh yeah.
And I had to clean up after him. I was only listening to you the other morning about it's a man's job, and I was trying to record as a centipede son because they're his dogs.
Oh my god.
And you were out the back doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, Sharon.
And I just, if I leave it, if I say no, I'm not doing it, like, I mean, the dogs would run out of space to go to the toilet.
It won't get done.
If I didn't do it.
It won't get done, Sharon. It won't get done.
Just doesn't get done. And washing the clothes. Like, these are grown men. I'm washing their clothes.
I know.
If I say, right, I'm not washing your clothes, they will literally wear everything until there's nothing left to wear.
Oh my
god. Sorry, so you're the one doing everything, and it's all the lads that you live with going, they refuse to do all jobs.
Yeah, no, they're just typical men, and I'm just a typical Irish mammy doing everything for them. So it's my fault.
But Sharon, there must be a job that you just refuse to do, no matter how bad it gets.
No, I have to do it in the end because it will not get done.
What about
send the dog?
I see
out
the toilet
front.
Pot. The toilet pot. I'm actually convinced they do backflips and shake it everywhere when they go to the toilet because, like, if the toilet is just like. And I keep saying, no, I'm not doing it. I won't use the upstairs toilet. I'll leave it to them. But if I don't clean it, the place stinks.
Oh, my God. Sharon, you poor thing.
Make them. Sharon, they should all chip in and get you a cleaner.
That's what I said actually recently.
If they're not going to do it.
Yeah. No, I am the cleaner.
Yeah. Oh, maybe Sharon, you could start like a star chart and give them a little star every time they do a job. A bit of an incentive.
Yeah, right. I'd be laughed at.
Thanks, Sharon. I'd say let their clothes go smelly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the clothes you don't have to do. That doesn't affect you.
No. If they're told at work that they are pulled in for a hygiene shot, that's their own embarrassment. Yeah. Thanks, Sharon. Yeah.
Thanks, Sharon.
Okay, have a great day,
good
lads.
Luck,
bye-bye.
You too.
Emma, Dave, Fiona.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona here. Morning.
Good morning. Morning. I've been saying on the show that I point blank refuse in the house to do the black bin, the spiders, the mopping. I do not like them. So we've been asking you, what do you just point blank refuse? The jobs around the house that you just will not do. Rebecca was on.
I think we need a moment of appreciation for the people who live alone. Because I am so jealous listening to you all about what jobs you do and don't do. When I do it all by myself, even the ones that are horrifically gross, like the hair in the drain, I physically gag every
hair.
Time I have to do the hair in the drain. But I have no other choice. What do I do? Ring a friend, hey, do you want to take the hair out of my drain? No, I can't do that.
But it's great. Your hair.
Like, I know. Do you want to come over and take the hair out of my drain?
The problem is, it is your hair, but it's picked up some
gunk. Some bits along the way.
Some gunk. Mm. A great word is gunk.
Do you know what's great to have, Rebecca, in the gaff? Get some disposable gloves.
Or a fella.
Yeah.
All right, here at Spin, we're teaming up with Mass Plus by Messi to give you a chance to win Money Can't Buy Prize. It's a Mass Plus bottle signed by Lionel Messi. This is absolutely huge. I can't believe we have this prize to give away. It's so, so cool.
Very nice. So, Mass by Messi is a positive hydration drink with a unique blend of electrolytes, vitamins and minerals with no artificial sweeteners, colours or caffeine. And we are sending Matthews out around the city to hide the Mass Plus bottle and signed by Messi.
Yeah.
He will give you some clues on our Instagram a little later, but for now, he's going to give us a little hint about where he's heading right now.
He's standing by there this morning. Matthew, you had an L dip in the Irish Sea yesterday. How was it?
Oh, it was lovely. We're ready to do it again today.
Good stuff. Very all good. Right. So, Matthew, you're going to be out again later on and no doubt it'll be flocked to people who want to get this signed Messi bottle from you. What's the clue that you have for us this morning?
So the clue this morning is it's going to be where the two Johnnies, Macklemore and the Coors, are going to be playing this summer.
Oh, okay. I was like, where the two Johnnies are from? I was like, go to Tipperary.
I was just like, yeah, for a second, it was like, wait, what? Where are they?
Matthew, give us those three artists again. Quite an eclectic mix there you got.
So we got the Coors, old school. Mm. We got Macklemore and we got the two Johnnies.
Okay.
What an excellent combination.
They're all playing in one place this summer.
Yeah, somewhere in Dublin, some venue. It's also where the 1975 may have played.
Ooh, okay, very good.
Of course, you're mentioning them because they're your favourite band.
Yeah, I had to get them in there somehow, Emma.
Plus, like, loads of other people. But, okay, cool. The 1975 as well, guys. Matthew, thanks, Emil. Have a good one.
No worries, see you in a bit.
Bye, Matthew. Bye-bye. So, he'll be out with that signed bottle from Messi during Steve's show, so after 3-ish.
Yeah, so don't go out now. Go out later on when Matthew's out hiding the bottle.
Yeah.
Right? Or just with the bottle.
I know the clues have famously, so far this week, been ridiculously easy. That one kind of caught me.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
I'm realising now that it's an outdoor space.
An indoor space. Yeah.
Where people might also, like, just do normal walks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know all those three artists were playing that place.
No, neither did I.
That's interesting.
Northside, I think.
Northside. Mm. You get the dart and then have to walk a bit to the gig.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So, look, keep an eye on our Instagram this afternoon to find out exactly where Matthew will be. If you think you know the area that we're talking about, obviously, where exactly in that area will he be? You could win that signed Mass Plus bottle by Messi himself. And our Instagram, if you want to keep an eye there for all those details you're going to need. It's official Spin 103.8.
I feel like we're just not talking enough about the fact that the bottle is literally signed by Messi.
Yeah,
like,
it is mad.
The ink is on it. It's not like it's just like, oh, every bottle comes signed and it's pretend signed. They have that as well. But they also have a literal ink thing that Messi's held the bottle and
that is pretty insane.
This is huge. This is so, so cool. So anyway, check out our Instagram, official Spin 103.8.
As Trump tell us how huge it is.
Guys. Absolutely huge. Huge news. Messi, great footballer. I've always said it. Fantastic footballer. Signed by Mass Plus. His drink, it's, you know, electrolytes, vitamins. Very good. Very nice.
Well, I've been getting to know you guys over the last 3 weeks, and I have to say it's been stunning. But there's been a question that I've been meaning to ask, and I think a lot of listeners would like to know too. Are you lickers, biters, or nibblers?
Christ, wow. On a bike.
The question on everyone's lips that I'm so thrilled to ask.
There's certain rules, I suppose, about radio that you don't really talk about certain things when four kids even get into school or whatever.
The kids need to know as well. This is relating, of course, to ice cream.
Okay.
Now that's what radio does best.
Yeah, we heard this story on the news yesterday and I audibly groaned and said, what a load of my absolute ghoulies this country has gone to the dogs. And producer Callum said, why don't you bring that story to the show tomorrow? So I must have done something wrong that I wasn't aware about.
Maybe he thought that your groan was something like you were delighted, like, oh,
yeah,
love ice cream.
Yeah, one of those.
So I'd be a nibbler, you'd be a groaner.
I'd be a groaner every time.
Would you be a nibbler, Dave?
Oh, I'd probably be.
Every time I take a lick of my ice cream, I go,
oh yeah, ice cream, sorry.
Every time I take a lick of my ice cream, it's like Sideshow Bob standing on the standing on the rigs going. Takes me about an hour to get through a 99. It's crazy. Okay, right. Ice one is the headline. The way you eat your ice cream could reveal a lot about your personality, say experts.
Couldn't.
Who is an expert in this? Can we ask? This was, I think it was in The Sun. Do you bite, lick or nibble your ice cream? How do you attack your favourite treat? Could reveal a lot about your personality, okay? Mm-hmm. So they've divided this up into biting, licking and nibbling.
Experts.
Why complicate it?
No, experts, they're missing, Ben and Jerry.
No, they're missing.
Thank you, Ben, thank you, Jerry.
They're missing a big move when it comes to the ice cream. And actually, I was 99 shamed the other day, to be honest with you. I picked one up and I was doing the driving. And when I got home, my 99 was gone because I just went for it. And Jack was beside me and my boyfriend and was like, is yours gone already? Jeez, you already went for that. Hmm. And his was still full. I am what I like to call a 99 chomper.
Oh God, I thought you were going to say something a lot more explicit.
What? Okay, I don't know. My teeth, like I don't involve my teeth in it.
Yeah, so you but it's your lips.
The lips.
Yeah.
No.
You can't, no. And you take kind of like a section of it your mouth, let it melt away, swallow.
I can like bite into, say, you know those round trees fruit pastel ice lollies? I can bite into that just to like, you know, but only for the front teeth, but just to like make the little carving, and then I have to turn it to the side of my mouth and then I can bite into
like
it.
Like a little woodpecker.
Yeah, I can't bite it straight down. Like,
You kind of get quiet about your own.
I have to move it right to the side, to the left-hand side of my mouth.
Yes, because the front teeth are sensitive.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Maybe it's growing up in Catholic Ireland, but I'm so self-conscious when I am eating an ice cream in public, and I think it was probably like a lot like stuff we used to make fun of each other about as kids, like everyone would be watching you eat the ice cream. So I feel like eating an ice cream is a private moment, and like obviously people can enjoy their ice creams in public, it's a sunny day, but I would look away while they're doing it. It's kind of like if you see a woman breastfeeding, it's like just don't look directly at it, like give it a bit of privacy. I feel like when you're eating an ice cream, throw over one of those muslin cloths, you know.
Get a little blankie in the rest.
No one needs to see it.
But if you're a biter, you have killed and will kill again. Honestly, no.
Now, chomping's the only way, lads. Lips over the teeth.
I like that.
Jeez. Oh, I didn't mean.
Oh my God. This study is perverted.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, another cracker lies ahead.
Oh, thank God for that. I think it's happening for another 10 days or something.
Yeah. It used to be a lovely summer, by all accounts. Hotter than the average. No, I saw it on Love in Dublin or something. And that's it. That's my news.
Hotter than, you know, Barcelona.
Hotter than Barcelona.
On a random day in November.
Exactly. Yeah.
Come here, I'm in my clipping hair extensions era. Like it's 2015.
We've noticed.
Yeah. So basically, I cut my hair ages ago. I used to have really long hair and I knew it needed a really good shot. But ever since, I've been a bit miserable when it comes to the self-confidence. And then the other night in bed, bing! What about those clip-in extensions we used to wear when we were kids? Are they still a thing? Had a Google, they are. And I must say the quality has vastly improved since those days in 2015 when I'd put in the little pink ones going to the disco. And they arrived last week. And I have to say, I'm like a new woman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got so excited. I wore them out to the pub one night. Now I'm trying to keep them good for my holidays, so I haven't been wearing them. But then as a backup, what I did was, lads, the world of clip and hair extensions, it really has improved so drastically. You know, like a proper claw clip? You know what a claw clip is, Dave?
No.
Good. Oh. Don't look it up.
Why?
What do you think?
You're going to
quizzes tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Okay. Claw clip, right? The claw clip you just literally attach to the back of your head, and the most natural looking, well, actually, you can be the judges of whether it's natural looking or not. Long, voluptuous, curly ponytail flows from the claw clip. I've been living in this thing. I never even wear my hair tied up. And the last few days, I've been swinging it around to the point when yesterday, could you please, Dave or Fiona, do the honours of our boss Nick's Australian accent and
say,
Emma, your hair looks brilliant or something like that. Class, mint, whatever he says.
Go on,
oh, Emma, love your hair up like that. I've never seen it like that. It looks so good.
So good.
So good.
I took great pride in turning to Nick saying, thank you so much. Watch this. Taking the claw clip and removing it from my head.
Now I know the way. I know the way Nick thinks, and Nick guaranteed was like, "Oh my God, she's stolen someone's hair."
Now the fear in his eyes was real. Yeah. He did look
he
like
he probably thinks you can do that with your normal hair as well.
Yeah, he really. It was like
he's going around. Emma Nolan. Yeah, she's actually bald. Crazy.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now I'm fully aware that we're all sick of hearing about Trump. So I am, however, going to make you hear from Trump, okay? Because I'm not really sick of hearing from him. I'm just sick of hearing about him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him by any means, right? At all.
Not a good guy.
Not a good guy. But it is a damn shame how bloody unintentionally funny he is. It's really, really annoying. Everything he says, I laugh at.
Like he just lacks so much self-awareness. And his delivery is shocking.
There's nothing true about him. Like, absolutely nothing. And I kind of just find that so interesting and entertaining. The way he is with reporters, with members of Congress, or even when he's speaking on his own, it's just bizarre. So if it's okay, I just want to play you some of my favourite clips from the last while of him speaking. Just enjoy. You don't even have to have an opinion on him, but just enjoy the absolute absurdity of Donald Trump. All right, this one was from a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about tariffs. He was on Air Force One with the media, asking him questions that he didn't like. And he's just so straight to the point that this is what he said.
The idea of a Trump put, is there a threshold?
I think your question is so stupid.
I think your question is so stupid. It's so cutting.
Okay, six-year-old in the yard.
Honestly.
If, like, someone says something you don't like.
It's so good. This one, Trump wants to upgrade Air Force One, right? And people from Qatar have gifted him a plane worth $450 million.
Hiya.
And, the reason he's going to take it is because, well, have a listen.
Again, we're talking about, we have 40-year-old aircraft. The money we spend, the maintenance we spend on those planes to keep them tippy-top is astronomical. You wouldn't even believe it.
You know, when you gotta have the planes tippy-top.
Tippy-top,
tippy-top. Must be tippy-top.
I love it.
He was then asked questions about the plane that he's getting from the Qataris. And what does he do when he is asked a question that he doesn't like?
Mr. President, what do you say to people who view that luxury jet as a personal gift to you? Why not leave it behind?
You're ABC fake news, right?
Why not?
It's only ABC. Well, a few of you would. let me tell you. You should be embarrassed asking that question.
Hearing Trump say fake news is like when you go to a movie and they say the title of the movie.
Yes.
In the movie.
Somewhere Leonardo DiCaprio is at home violently pointing at his screen.
It's huge.
I love it.
It's absolutely
huge.
Absolutely huge. The other day, Trump was talking about lowering the cost of medicine in America. Now, I don't know how he plans on doing that, but he has a friend who he wants to tell you about who takes Ozempic. However, he can't quite remember the name for Ozempic.
I mean, I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine who's a businessman, very, very, very t- top guy. Most of you would have heard of him. Seriously overweight. And he takes the fat shot drug.
Takes the fat shot drug.
Not even that one. It's like he can't remember the name of the guy and he's like, you'd all know him.
He can't remember the name of his business, or the name of his Epic.
He knows who he is, but he's doing that mysterious thing where he's, for some reason, respecting someone's privacy. I know a guy, you know, great friend, very rich.
Very intelligent, very smart guy.
Luckily for us, that wasn't the end of the story about the fat drug shot. He obviously doesn't think too highly about the person he's talking about.
And he called me up and he said, President, could I ask you a question? What? I'm in London and I just paid for this damn fat drug I take. I said, it's not working.
Quick as a flash he is.
No, I actually edited that just a little bit. I just took out a little bit of, you know, pointless ramble of him in the middle. But he's like, he calls me up, he says, President. He calls me President, very respectful. It's so stupid. Like, I just find him so entertaining. And like,
it's a shame
I know that's
he's
bad.
He's such an evil man.
Yeah, it really is. But it's just so goddamn funny.
I know.
I've been seeing so many comments under the fat drug video saying, in an alternative world, Donald Trump is a comedian.
Yeah.
and the world is a better place.
Yes,
and
100%. Take the power off him and just put him on stage.
Honestly,
yes.
Please.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
What a song.
I know, so good. I have to give kudos and credit where it's due to EasyJet. They've gone and done something a little bit out of the ordinary for the second time in a row. Mm-hmm. And it's just so smart. And I wish that more airlines would get behind this for certain events. Basically, they have gone on Tuesday and they operated their second annual Eurovision Superfan flight.
Okay.
From England over to, obviously, semi-final number one on Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
Okay. So they went to extreme efforts for this, and you'd hope that everyone on board was actually headed for Eurovision and not just getting all this thrown in their faces.
So what was a flight to Basel?
They were off to Basel in Switzerland, yeah, and they left from Gatwick. All the travellers were dressed in sequins and sparkles, and at the terminal or at the gate when they were leaving, the airline had left like these feather boas like lying around just to kind of give everyone a bit of crack, I suppose. 75 Eurovision fans were on board. They had a best dressed competition on there, and in-flight talent show hosted by Drag Race UK winner Ginger Johnson. And the crack on board this flight,
that sounds
honestly
unbelievable. Like, that's actually exactly what people should be doing. That's what Ryanair should be doing.
This is the vibe of the PA system when the drag queen was up about to start entertaining.
Please put your hands together and welcome the only drag queen currently performing at 35,000 feet. It's Ginger Johnson!
Why can't we make things like that more exciting?
That's good
crack. We travel a lot as Irish people when all the big stars decided, well, it seems anyway, not to come visit us here on their big tours. That, you know, there's definitely a huge amount of fans going to certain gigs and stuff like that. Obviously, there was journalists there chatting to some of the massive Eurovision stands that were heading over, just saying that their experience last year and this year was just so positive, made the flight so much fun. Also on the flight was a Eurovision themed pop quiz, Banter. Love a it. Runway show to crown the best dressed passenger. Make use of that aisle, guys.
The runway. Very good.
Fan performances of songs like I'll Survive, Mamma Mia, It's Raining Men was done as well. And the passengers were all like waving flags. Actually, it was an Irish winner of Best Dressed, a girl from Lorraine, for her Riverdance tribute. So fair play to her.
Deadly.
What? I was thinking we do need to do more of this stuff, lads. You know, Ryanair would never. Aer Lingus, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe it's probably more of an Aer Lingus thing.
I think so too, yeah. They wouldn't fund it.
Yeah, no, Ryanair wouldn't do it.
With a single feather boa.
They just abuse you online.
I was thinking about things that people are into and things that you might bother going to see or experience together. And one, for example, that I think would work very well in terms of the glam and the luxury is perhaps a Bridgerton themed flight.
Ooh.
Okay. You know, sometimes when you get on a plane, they play that relaxing music anyway.
Yeah.
Just have it to string quartet. Yeah. A lot of like modern pop songs that they turn into that string quartet version on Bridgerton itself. You can imagine the clothing Yes. Very fabulous. Very lacy. Very pastel. Very,
very hard to get down the aisle.
It would actually.
You wouldn't want to be hitting any turbulence in those get-ups.
You'd imagine as well the gloves on the flight attendants and just the very regal uniforms. You'd imagine for first class you're getting a full afternoon tea service similar to Bridgerton, nothing less than the fine china. And maybe like that you could do a costume contest similar to what they've done with Eurovision, because people will go all out for this. What's coming on and soon here? Beyonce the Cowboy Carter flight, that's going to be happening over and back from Ireland. You'd imagine again, who needs a passport? Just, do you have a cowboy hat?
Yep, that's it.
Nope, no cowboy hat, no entry. You could do some like mini line dancing, I suppose, in the middle. And you could do like a Southern inspired menu. I would appreciate that quite a lot.
That sounds great. Good
food, like up the menu, change the vibes.
You got hot sauce in your bag.
Yeah.
That's what they could say when they boarded the plane.
There you go. Simpsons, finally. A bright yellow plane. Nothing less than a bright yellow plane. I think that you should be seated in like an inflatable donut. And then if you're in first class, maybe the red seat.
Ooh, very nice.
The crew all in these like Springfield uniforms, like the Quickie Mart uniform, for example. And then the PA system is exclusively Simpsons characters. You might notice that I've deliberately included Simpsons because it's
so
one accent that I can do.
Go on, off you go. Go on.
The characters on announcements, so...
Omi. Excellent. We are now cruising at 30,000 feet. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your flight.
No. Did it get worse? Did I lose it?
No, you've never lost it.
Get ready. Spin 103's Golden Ticket. Hey,
okay, let's get you away on holidays with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
On debate this morning is Alex. How are you?
Not bad, actually. Just in work, so...
What do you do?
Traveling around the country.
Oh.
I'm a facility manager, so I have a big number of pharmacies to take care of, so, you know, traveling around the country.
Do you have a nice company car there, though, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff.
Very nice.
And you get a nice discount on all the nice moisturisers, all the mascaras, all the candles at Christmas.
I can say that.
Okay.
Nothing is true.
That means it absolutely does.
Alex is keeping it close to his chest. You're dead right.
I support the
pharmacies.
And when's the last time you were on holidays, Alex?
Last November.
Ooh. When did you go November, out of interest?
Dominican Republic. Oh, so it was very nice.
Always wanted to go there. Always wanted
very
to go
good.
There. All right, well, Alex,
very
let's
nice.
See.
30 degrees there, you know, so nice in November.
Wow,
oh
very
my
nice.
God, leaving us for dust.
Short in the winter, isn't that
absolutely.
It,
absolutely.
All right, well, Alex, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yes, I did.
You did? All right, so do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25 seconds.
And do you know how many songs are going to play?
Five songs.
That's
and
it.
And one re-roll, isn't it?
One swap.
Five songs, and if you want it, you can swap. Yeah, guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Alex, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, man.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Please.
Quick question for you, Alex. Were you listening yesterday? You don't have to tell us now, but the name of the song, but do you know
it? No, I heard you before, like saying that the first song is already there, but
well, then
I haven't listened, so...
If you didn't hear it yesterday, what we'll say is listen very closely to the first line of the song. That might just be the name of the song, okay?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, Alex, where are you from?
From Meath.
Alex.
Ashbourne.
Oh, from Ashbourne. Very nice. A bit of a fan of Emerald Park, are we?
Yeah.
All right, Alex from Ashbourne. You got 25 seconds on the clock, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see.
I'm sorry I'm here for Brendan Fox.
Start the clock.
Nice. Very good. Sorry I'm here for someone else from Benson Boone. Song number one in the bag.
You got that in 7 seconds, Alex. Very good. And I mean, the name of the song is a bit long, so the next one you might be able to
spit out a bit,
rally it out a little bit quicker. So, 17 seconds left for 4 songs. Can you do it? I believe you can.
Absolutely. And you still have that swap remaining, Alex. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
See you right now.
Not the
reason,
Elena. Stop the clock.
Oh.
Alex.
Yeah.
Alex.
Very good.
I like it.
I'm thinking for such a long time. I was hoping to get one day, you know, but here you are. Hopefully three more.
We love it, Alex. Yes, yeah. Okay, so we've got 10 seconds left on the clock for three songs.
Come on, Alex.
I actually think, Alex, that this song is easier than the song two was.
I agree.
Yeah. So let's go for song three with a swap still remaining. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Sports Car, Tate McRae.
We got there. Sports Car by Tate McRae. I think you just messed. I think you said Tate McRae or something. But That's okay.
No, you're doing amazing. Now I will say, you've got two songs left. You've got 2 seconds to get them.
Very tough. Very tough. But let's see how we do, Alex. Song four. Great game so far.
It's the first time in ages we've got to song four. Yeah, so this is exciting.
It plays in 3, 2, 1. Set the clock. I'm sitting here in this lonely room. Let's stop the clock. What do you think, Alex?
Don't break my heart, Tom, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Alex. Don't break the heart by Tom Grennan.
Wow. Sorry, Alex, where have you been hiding on us? Sorry.
Oh, my God, Alex.
I know.
In the pharmacy.
I'm so sorry. If I knew the first one, I would have won it, isn't it?
It would have been a different game.
You probably would have, sir, because you would have spat that out very quickly. You see, you're in a great position as well. If you are listening to radio all day, if you spin on all day when you're driving around, you know these songs like the back of your hand.
Absolutely. Yeah. Alex, absolutely unbelievable player. Thank you so much for playing. And we're going to throw you out some IMC Cinema passes just for being an incredible player.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye, Alex.
Same thing, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We all love Alex. He was great.
Great player. My God. Try it back on again, Alex.
Absolutely. And if you think you could put it up, if you could do the job, if you could get those 5 songs, win that holiday, just message us the word golden. You can be playing tomorrow, 087-711-1038.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Hey, that's you.
It's me. And it's a really... I'm excited about this one today. Oh. Even if producer Callum thinks it's going to get us taken off the air. This morning at 6 a.m., I said, Callum, can I do something about X word, which you're going to hear coming up? And he looked at me. His eyes said no, but his mouth said... All right, go on, you're new, I'll let you away with it. Okay, so it is the time of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want, as if I haven't been
whoever
doing that all morning, and whoever and
whatever.
Whenever I want.
Yeah.
So today, please be aware, if your child is on the hop from school, maybe change fingers on the dials, because it gets a little bit hairy in these next few clips, literally. Okay, I come to you this morning with something. It's a little different. It's a bit of a thesis, if you will.
Okay.
Supported by audio evidence, I will cite my sources to anyone who needs them. Thank you very much. Ed Sheeran is actually funny. Who saw that coming? You? Me?
No, definitely not. No.
Maybe some people did already know that. Like, I mostly thought of him as a guy who, like, obviously, yeah, sells out stadiums, massive stars, but is a little bit cringe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Someone whose music would be used by Theresa May in 2016 when she insisted on dancing onto the stage for all her public appearances. Do you know what I mean?
Personality of a fridge,
pretty much. But guys, he's rebranding. So he did an interview with one of my favourite comedians, Hannah Berner. She's an American comedian. She's, like, known for her kind of street interviews. They're a bit girly quiz, like, asking lads, like, how many times tampons get used in a cycle.
Oh yeah.
She was on Summer House reality show. She's also married to Des Bishop. I actually saw her running in Rialto once along the canal, and all my worlds collided. Anyway, I'm
way
obsessed
to dox
with her. Well, no, this was 2 years ago. Anyway, I'm obsessed with her. In the interview, Ed Sheeran, he's the one getting all the laughs. Like, she's laughing at him. So first up, she asked him if he thought it was a green flag when men like cats.
Do you think it's a green flag when men like cats?
Apart from those cats that look like ball bags, you know, the ones that have...
Wait, what's a ball bag?
Like a bowling ball bag?
How do I explain?
I love how we're speaking the same language, but we can't communicate.
I mean, like a testicle sack.
Oh, wow.
Okay, maybe you had to see it, but he's...
I the second he said about the cat, I knew exactly what he was talking
about. No offence, but like James Cavanaugh's cat.
Yes.
And I liked just the highlighting the differences culturally in America. Like a bowling ball bag. Like, who
you want a bowling ball bag?
Ball bags.
No.
But anyway, they were loving it. Anyway, she also asked if he appreciates the new trend of celebrities dyeing their hair red.
Do you think redheads have more fun?
I honestly think you have to go through the years of abuse and trauma to earn the right to have red hair. No offense, obviously. It looks great, but you can't be a redhead.
No, I'm a poser. You can't own it, yeah.
Ed, 10 minutes of cherry comedy when? Call me up.
That's fair.
I actually think he'd be a great crack to just sit around and have a drink with.
Do you think he's like, oh, no, not at all.
I think he's a soundie. Even though his music can sometimes be a bit annoying.